लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals, today with another fan episodes. And you all know we love the fan episodes because you cannot get a better chance to hear open and honest opinions about the vertical space. And today my guest is a Frenchy girl living in Canada at the moment. And I'm sure a lot of you know her with the chibis. And she gave me her own chibi. Yay! And she is also doing some reviews and stuff like that. And her Instagram profile is I Love Verticals. And her real name is Aline. And I say, hello, Aline. Welcome to the private conversation in my podcast. Because Aline is also a member of the recap crew of our monthly recaps episodes. But today it's only you and me. So hello to Canada. Welcome.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Yeah. We are, I don't want to say we are good old friends. No, but that's the thing I like in this vertical space. The community is great. Yeah. We know each other for 4 weeks, 5 weeks. I don't know.
More or less, like probably, that. Yeah.
And, I really like it if it's getting in connection with other crazy vertical people. And as your Instagram profile name says, I love verticals. Since when?
Well, I started the page officially in December 2024, beginning of December. But I start watching vertical in March, like more or less March 2024. And I had some views, like some ads before, like end of 2023. That's when I saw the first time, but I wasn't really into it. Like I was
you
like,
tried
no,
to
I don't
resist.
Get into it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a typical fan stuff. Ads popped up, and you saw, what's that? And it popped up, and it popped up, and you thought, no, come on, I'm not willing to pay to watch anything.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're in the same boat. Like every fan I talked to already. And some what gets you weak?
It was a werewolf story. And the reason why, it's actually like long time ago, like 20 years ago, when I was a teenager, I used to write a lot of werewolf stories, like fan stories and stuff like that, fan fictions and like little stuff like that. And when I write something, I always imagine the scene in my head. Like, you know, it's like the film is in my head and I write exactly what I see in my head. And when I saw the first ad for a werewolf vertical, I was like, it was exactly the kind of stuff I was writing back then, but now it's actually in a movie.
Which, you know, like, you know, I can actually see the title of the werewolf?
Yes, it's one with Mariah Moss, actually, the first one I've seen entirely. It's Forbidden Desire, Alpha's Love. It was on short TV back then. That is short max now.
Yeah.
It's not her like, it's not the best one that she did, but it was her first one, and it was the first one I've seen. And you know, like old vertical, like old, it's like last year. Yeah. But you know what I mean?
Classic.
Like they.
Let's call them classic ones.
Yeah, it's just that now, like everything improved, obviously. Like entirely. Yeah. But it's just, it was so fun to me watching. I was like, oh my God, I used to read so much. Also the crazy CEO stories. I used to read a lot of that stuff. And I still read some stuff like that. So for me, having the possibility to actually watch and not just read, that's why I love it.
And that's when the trap got, when you fall into the trap. Okay.
Yeah.
And what was your first membership you purchased?
It was probably Short TV, so Short Max now. It was probably this. I think I took a weekly there at some point, and Real Short, like that was the two I was watching from. Real Short and Short Max was the very first one. I was really into those two, so I think at the beginning it was mainly those two.
And watched, did you watch mainly the werewolf and vampire stuff then, or did you watch every show?
No, on Short Max, I would say I watched mainly the werewolf ones because they had quite a lot. But for Real Short, it was more like the CEO romance, like CEO crazy secret billionaire stuff,
Hidden
mainly.
identity,
Yes.
marrying, we all know it.
Yes.
Question for me, very interesting always, because on Real Short there are a lot of Chinese origin also. Do you watch the Chinese origin one
I've
sometimes?
watched few. I didn't watch that much because most of the time I'm doing something while I'm watching. So when I watch in Chinese, I need to read the subtitles because I do not speak Chinese.
Me
So,
either.
like, yeah, I took 1 year of Chinese when I was in university, but I cannot remember anything. So, like, I need to read. And since when I watch Vertical, I usually do something aside. I don't have time to focus on the subtitles, so that's why I don't watch that much. I did watch a few, but those I watched was more on Drama Wave, actually. The Chinese one I watched was more on Drama Wave. Like they had some mermaid ones that were really nice, so I watched those ones.
Chinese
But
mermaids.
yeah, there's one I don't. Well, I cannot find the name right now, but there's one in particular that was really nice, and the special effect on it was like, oh wow, like it has nothing to do with what we see for the US versions. So it was actually really nice, and I really liked it. Yeah, but usually no, I don't watch many Chinese.
For me, it's also very difficult with the origin language in Chinese, and I don't know why, but if I'm li when I'm listening to Chinese, it's 1 hour, it's very exhausting for me to listen that, and as you said, to read the subtitles, and then you have no. It's not so.
And the
It's not.
subtitles are not always great, we know that. So when
Oh,
it's
yes.
another language and the subtitle are okay-ish, sometimes you're like, what is this supposed to mean? At least when I watch in English, I can have the, like, it's easier for me to understand.
Are there some verticals synchronized in French? Because there are some
Yes.
verticals synchronized in German, and it's so bad. It's so bad.
I
Really?
mean, yes, I don't, I think Short Max have some and Real Short have some. I've watched like one or two episodes because it was like I especially those I know I watch in English, and I was like, oh my God, I want to see what it's like in French. The main issue is that we have, and you have the same in German, like we have a different way to say you to people. You have like the you formal with your friend, with a like colleague and stuff, and you have the one with your friends. And when they translate that into vertical, they use like the super formal one, and the next sentence they use the super casual one, but for the same person. And it makes no sense. Or also, like, when it's like your husband, you're supposed to use the casual one, not the formal one. But they use the formal one, and I'm like,
But
yeah, I mean, some people,
the
yeah.
royalty earlier used the former one for
Yeah, I mean, some
us.
people for sure would say that, but most of people will not. So I'm like, it does not really make any sense. So yeah, no, I tried to watch this for fun, but no.
And the thing was, some of them I saw a synchronized one with Nick Ritacco in it, and he has such a stupid German voice. If you know the original voice and tone of Nick Ritacco and you see the synchro, it's so stupid. It's
Yeah,
so.
the voice, for
Oh,
me, the voice
come
that was so weird, it was Grace Swanson, on the one of the early ones she did with Jared on Real Short,
Yes.
and like her voice in it, I was like, oh my God, like it's just not possible. Like it doesn't fit her at all. Like it's nothing close to her voice. And I was like, no, it's just not possible.
Yeah, Nick Ritacco's voice was so high and like a child. And I thought, come on, he's doing a
Yeah.
mafia one, you know, with his. No. So that was the day I decided, okay, I only watch it in English. So
Yeah, same.
shit, German.
It's
No.
fun, like it's fun to watch one episode just to laugh, but honestly, I
Yeah.
cannot watch. Like it's already not serious when I watch Vertical because the story are never serious,
Yeah,
but
yeah.
it add another point in it, and I'm just like, no, it's just not
Yeah,
possible. I
it
will
doesn't
just
work.
cringe
That
most of the
doesn't
time.
work out. No. So
No.
you said you started with the werewolf ones. Is it the genre you like most, or did it change a bit since you started watching Verticals?
I don't have like it will depends on my mood. Like some month I will watch like maybe only ver like almost only werewolf stuff, and sometimes I will not watch one at all. So it's not I won't say that I have one specific genre that I prefer because it really depends. But I can switch from cutie romance to werewolf. Vampire, I didn't watch that much because most of them are not on platform I had access to, so that's why I didn't watch them. But
But lately
yeah.
there haven't been so many vampire ones at
No.
all.
No, and it's not those that are made the most, I would say. But yeah, no, I've watched a few. It really depends, like depends on my mood, depends on okay, I open the app. Oh, I will try this one. It's more or less like this. Like, you know, I would say that yes, I prefer romance and cute stuff and werewolf when it's a cute werewolf story, not when it's a super dark one, because I'm not really into the dark stuff. But yeah, it depends.
And when did you decide, or what was the reason to start your I Love Verticals Instagram profile and do all the reviews and stuff?
Well, I started like I didn't know I would do reviews when I started it, to be honest. Like the reason I started my page, it was during a Love and Blood live, so back in December last year when they were filming in Mexico. Like I just joined from my personal account and I've seen so many fans in the comments. And I was surprised that because I didn't know anyone watching Vertical back then, and like I wanted to talk about them with people that watch also, you know, like connect with other fans. And when I saw so many fans in the comment section, I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. And I was like, I will not do it with my personal account because like my friends and family don't watch, so I don't want to flood my page with it. So I create I Love Vertical for that. I didn't know how to call it. I was just like, I love verticals. You know what? I really went like this. I didn't like. I know some people like really think a lot about how to code the page. It was
Yeah,
just
but
like that, you
come
know.
on, that's on point. I Love Verticals. It's exactly the same with the podcast. I was on
Yeah.
WordFest and everyone said, "Oh, you have a podcast? Oh, that's so nice." And I was thinking that night, so okay, I don't want to flute my private German podcast with this stuff. So I will do a new podcast. And I was thinking, okay, but what's the name so that everyone knows exactly? Okay, that's about vertical stuff. And it was a 30-second decision,
Yeah,
as
I
you
mean, for
said.
me, it was really the same. Just, okay, I love verticals. I go with that. I start to connect with fans. So, like, the very first post, like, all December and January, if you check, like, the very first post on my page, it's not even reviews. It was more like, okay, I posted, like, just the poster picture, and I said, oh, I like this one. It was
Okay.
basically one sentence, I like
That
this one.
was
And
good.
then, honestly, the first one is really that.
I will check that.
And then I was just, okay, you know what? Oh, this one I really like for that reason. And I was like writing more and more and more. And at some point I start to make like all the visuals and stuff. And it just started like this, but I didn't, I had no idea what to do with this page. To me, at first, it was really just a way to connect with other fans and exchange, like, okay, you like this one. If you like this one and I like this one, maybe I will watch the next one you watch, you know, just connect and talk. So it really started like that. And then just, I didn't realize that more and more people start to follow the page. Also, some actors start to following the page. I was like, oh, what the fuck? Now I have to be careful what I post. And then it's just, you know, like it grew by itself. And I was like, okay, now that I have more people watching and I want to like write more like reviews, proper reviews. So I start to think, okay, how I can present it. And I wanted to have my own style. So I just went on Canva and I start to make some patch up. And I have so many different review style on my page because I changed a lot because, you know, again, I didn't know what to do. So
Yeah, but
since
I
it was
really
the
like these
plan.
chibis. Oh, come on. I love them. It's so
Yeah,
unique.
but now I don't know if I really do that, like, except for the get to knows, because every time, like, I have like a Google form for actors to fill, and it's written clearly on it that it's done with AI. Even though on my profile it stated that it's done with AI, like I never lied about it. Even like the very first one I posted was clearly said it's AI. So yeah, all my chibis are done with AI. I always write it down. It's written on my profile, like on the bio, it says that it's all made with AI. And until now, I never really had any issue with it. Like all creatives that I tagged them on stories, they all liked it, then heart the message, they said they love it. And lately, some people change their mind and don't want to have a AI generated image of themselves, even though it's not like realistic one, because
Yeah, it's a
obviously
comic style.
I never did any realistic for a simple reason. I don't want people to confuse if it's the real picture from the actor or not. So that's why I did a chibi style from the start, so it's clear that it's not them. Like I
Yeah,
will
it's
never.
comic. It's
Yeah, I don't want to put them in weird situation that they might don't like, so I will never do that. But it was okay until now, but some people start to complain. So I was like, okay, I don't know who is okay with it and who is not. I cannot, you know, I'm not in their mind, obviously. And some people reach out to me saying, it's totally okay, you can keep doing it with me. I have no problem with that, so that's fine. But for some people, I don't know. So basically, for all the random chibis I was doing in stories, sometimes I will not doing anymore, because if I'm not sure that the person is okay with it, I will not do it. But for the get to know, I will keep doing it, because it was already in the beginning when I started it. It's clear, said it's done with Midjourney, it's an AI, and now I just add an even extra question: are you okay with it? Do you want the chibi in
That's
it?
the only way to do it so that you can be safe.
Yeah, so that's like, I know a lot of people love it, and most of people are okay with
I
it.
was really happy to get my own
But
TV.
I mean, for me, it's just like, it's just cute. It's just a way to share love, you know, like in my own way. It's just my own way of doing this. But I know a lot of people are not agree with that. Is their right? I have no problem with that.
Yeah,
But just
absolutely.
because of that, I don't know like who I can continue to do or not. So that's why I stopped doing like the random shibis. I will probably have to stop also Vertalis page, even though I love it. It's the same stuff. I don't know who will be okay with it or not. So I'm like, it's sad because I love doing those, but I don't want
That
any
was really
issue.
nice.
You know, like if people don't want to see fan art of them with my own style, fine, I'm not doing it. I mean,
I think there are two ways to say it. They can send you a DM, listen, I'm not totally fine with it. Can you remove it or stuff like that? And then it's fine. But some people in this space, but it's everywhere, are so harsh in saying that.
I never received any complaint by DM. Just to be clear, it was never by DM. But when there were this whole polemic about AI stuff, I posted on my page saying, I'm not okay with AI verticals, but I consider that what I do is different. Some people disagree, but in my opinion, what I'm doing in my page is different from a complete AI vertical stuff.
Absolutely.
But some people consider it the same. It's their right. But the point is, on that comment section, even some creative was like, even for fan art, I don't want to do that. I'm like, fine if you don't want, but in the past, you used to like my stuff. So now I don't really know where to stand. So that's why I was like, okay, you know what? I will just stop. So at least I don't take any risk for no reason. Those who are okay and ask me to do their chibis, I will do it gladly because I love doing those. So if you're okay with it, I will keep doing it. If you don't want, I will just not post and that's it.
Yeah, that's fine. But what was the reason you started also the get to know?
Because I love to get to know people, basically. Like, it's just like I rem it was for my fan page first, for the first fan page I had for Mariah Moss and Keira Wisely, Team Mira. I wanted to have like some stuff to post about them, like to know them. So I sent them a DM, and Mariah was the first to answer, and she was like, yeah, come on, send your question and we can do this segment. And I didn't want to do like full review, full question where you have to read like a long test. I was like, let's do something fun. So, what's your like, what would be your color? What would be your animal? That kind of stuff that is simple. Most of the time, we don't get to know them from not that from
Yeah, but
them.
it's very interesting.
It's just fun, you know. Like, I didn't want to say, okay, why did you get into acting? Because most of people already asked them that in the past. So I don't want to ask the same question. So I was like, okay, you know what? We're gonna do something crazy. What's your Pokemon? Like, this is something
That would be
like.
hard for me because I've never watched
No, but
Pokemon.
actually, the question is like Pokemon, Disney character, anime character, any comic stuff. But it's just like, you know, I wanted to do something fun and to get to know them in a different ways. And I was like, before to start it, so I did it for Mariah, then Kirby also filled it for her page. And I was like, you know what? It would be nice to do that for everyone because once I get to know some people, I was like, I want to do that for everyone. So I post on my page. If someone wants to participate, just send me a DM. And I received a lot of DM people interested, and I was like, okay, let's go.
I really like that when you see stuff like what's your what song would you be? That's so a lot of different style and types of song. Really,
And it's
great.
really, you know, like there's two way to do this because some people do that, okay, what is the song that matched them the most? And some people just put like their favorite one.
Favorite song,
Either way, it's fine. I mean, we don't like, okay, it says if you were a song, but it can be your favorite song. It doesn't really matter. Again, it's just the fun stuff, you know? But I really like to get to know that kind of stuff that no one never asked, but it's actually fun. And I'm like, you know what? I like to do things a little bit different on my page. So I was like, okay, let's keep
That's
doing
why
that
I'm
way.
doing the 5 question quickie with you later also, with everyone in my podcast, the 5 question quickie at the end, because it's stuff like I like to know from every person who joins my podcast. But the thing is, I think with your get to know and also with the podcast here, the creatives and stuff, they are so open for that.
I
It's
was
so.
surprised. Like when I posted a story saying, okay, I would like I posted an example of what I did for Kirby on her page, and I was like, I would like to do the same on my main page for everyone. And I was like, okay, if you are okay for it, just tell me. And I didn't really know if people would be interested, and I received some DM. Yeah, totally, I want to do it. So I started the Google form. And then I posted on my story and I was like, okay, maybe two or three person will answer. I had 12 people sign up in like a week and I was like, oh my God, this is too much now. I don't know how to do. So the thing is, at first I was just putting the link randomly. Now I'm not doing this anymore. And it's just like, okay, now I do sometimes contact the actors myself. Like I was like, oh, it would be nice if you want to join. Of course, it's not mandatory. Some people never answer. It's totally fine.
It's the
They don't
same with
have
the
to.
podcast.
But if they want to do it, fine. And I receive also a lot of DM of people. Oh, I saw this segment. Can I join? Of course, like
Yeah,
everyone is welcome to
absolutely.
join. I mean, I cannot contact everyone personally because first of all, it's weird. I don't like to DM people for that. It always feel a little bit weird.
Same here,
So
same here.
usually I do it sometimes, but I always like, oh my God, I hope
A
they will
little bit
not
uncomfortable.
misunderstand.
It sounds like a kind of begging.
Yeah, so I'm like,
Yeah.
okay, I do it sometimes, but I try to avoid as much as possible. But sometimes they're just contacting, like, yeah, I would like to feature on your page. Hey, you know what? Absolutely, I would
Yeah.
love to. So, and I got to know some actors, like, I cannot watch every single vertical. I wish I could, but you know, I cannot.
You only
So
have
I'm like,
24 hours like me, huh?
yeah, and even without this, like, it's just way too much, and I'm like,
Yeah.
okay, sometimes I don't know the actor that contact me. I never watched any of their stuff, but at least it give me an occasion to watch something. And
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, nice. Now I know someone new, and you know, like it's always great getting to know new people, so I like it.
Absolutely. What makes you put no, what makes you press the play button for a vertical? The title? The poster?
No, not the title will make me read the synopsis to see
Okay.
what it is all about. The poster is the same. Sometimes like it's just catch my eyes and I'm like, oh, what is that? So I will watch what is it about. Most of the time I click play on actors that I know and I know that I like what they're doing
For
because
example,
can be well Mariah Moss, Kirby, Kira, because like I have the fan page, but like I have a lot of actors that I know I like their style and usually I like the story they're in. So I will watch almost everything. If it's on an app that I have, I will watch it right away. If it's on an app I don't have or I don't have a sub or anything, usually I skip because I cannot
Yeah.
watch everything. But yeah, and dependent genre also. Sometimes it's just like if it's a cute romance with a story I like, no matter the cast I will watch, sometimes it's the director. Like when Danny Farber is doing something or Matt Macedo, I will watch right away.
Yeah,
Like
yeah.
no question asked, I will watch anyway. So it's just because there's so many releases. I need to, like, I wish I could watch more new actors that I don't know
Yeah.
or new stuff. But the reason I'm not doing this is because, if, unfortunately, a lot of time I stopped after a few episodes when it's people I don't know. And it's like when it's a story that we've seen way too many times and it's a new
Yes.
cast, I
Yeah.
don't see the good value to watch it. When it's a cast that I like, I'm like, okay, I'm watching for the cast, not for the story. So that's why I usually stick to some specific actors just because I know that I like their style. I know that I will not be disappointed. So I know at least I will finish it. So most of the do not finish I have are with actors that I didn't know before and I didn't really like that in the end. So I'm like, I will not keep watching them. So
Yeah.
I have to prioritize because there's just too much. And also sometimes it's just people asking me to watch their stuff. If it's something on an app that I can watch and that it's cute, no abuse or anything, I will give it a try.
Yeah. But what hits you in a vertical? What makes you keep on watching? Because you are like me, not the type of always going through till the end. I know a lot they are always going through till the end, but for me it's no. I've no problem with the turning off on vertical because of
Usually, like when, first of all, if it's humiliation banquet scenes that last for more than five episodes, it's over for me. It's done. If like in the first five episodes I have more than one slap, it's done for me. If I have like a super abuse scene, if it's only one and that means something in the story, I stick to the story. But if it's just for shock value, I'm out. So, and usually those kind of scene, they put it before paywall, so to attract people. But to
Yes.
me, that's where I live. So basically, that's the thing. Like, if it's too abusive, I'm out. If there's slaps just for the fun of it, I'm out. If there's too many Like the woman is like really gaslight or just really mistreated, even if it's not like physically, just the way they talk to her or whatever. I'm out. Like that kind of stuff. Again, sometimes it happened that I keep watching. When I'm asked to watch something, I try to give it a try. So sometimes, but when it happened, I skip the episode that I don't like. So sometimes I skip like 10, 20 episode, and at the end I still understand the story because again those scenes are meant for nothing. So
Yeah, that's really for me, it's sometimes I start to watch it in the double speed to see, okay, how far can we get with the double speed and understand the story. But you know, the thing is, sometimes are you a coin watcher? Are you someone who watches ads to get coins to watch episodes? Or are you
depends.
also in the club like Megan and I, not too patient to watch?
Honestly, the thing is, the on I have apps that I watch a lot from, so I have sub there. So I don't care because I have sub.
How
For
many
the
subs
other
do you
apps,
have actually?
I can check. Let me check
Maggie told
this.
me she has 13.
No, I have 8. I actually have do I have others from there? I have 9, actually. 9 yearly, but
Nine
I had discount.
yearly.
Yeah, the discount part from the Apple tab
Yeah.
subscription works really
That
well. I had some
was a
really
good
cheap
tip
ones.
from you. That was really
Yeah,
good.
but that's the reason why I have that much, because otherwise I would
Yeah.
not be able to pay for that much.
Yes.
But yeah, it was like super cheap. Half of them, so that's why I took them. But apart from those, when it's on an app, I don't have sub and I really want to watch something. If I have enough on my watch list from this app, I will take a weekly sub so I can watch. If not, like one example I have this month, I watch on Taste Life. It's a new app I didn't
Taste life.
know. Yeah, I never heard of it before, but Kira and Casey had the latest one on this one, and I wanted to watch because it sounded really interesting. So I had to watch ads every day for this one so I can unlock it. Honestly, I did it because I knew it was a good one, and I have no regret because it was a very good one.
Okay.
But I would not do that for most of the vehicles. Like, usually, if I don't have a sub and there's no enough content, I just skip and
Yeah,
I will not
yeah.
watch it. It's sad sometimes because I miss out on some good ones, but like,
Yeah.
come on, I'm not a billionaire, unfortunately, so.
So you also haven't found the hidden
No,
billionaire
I
like
tried to see on the street, you know, like
me.
sometimes you just randomly
Yeah, I was
bumped
in the
into them, but I
hospital
don't know
lately
someone.
with my where my dad was there. I was waiting for the hot billionaire doctor. Didn't came. I'm at the university back now, lecturing. None of my prof colleagues are the hot billionaire, stuff like that.
My boss is not a billionaire, and even if he was, I would not try to bump into him anyway, but you know, like.
In this hot suit, like caveman? Tall, big shoulders, mut. No, okay. Shit.
No, it's not the same type at all. So, no
Okay.
way.
So we have to keep searching, huh?
Yeah, I'm still looking for a billionaire, but yeah, I haven't found
That
it
would
yet,
be
so for
so
now.
easy. Hey, come on. If we will find a billionaire, we can produce our own verticals because
Honestly,
we know a lot of directors. We are the
and we
cash
know what we
cow
want to
for
watch.
that. Huh?
We know exactly what we want to watch.
Exactly. And we
I
know the
think.
directors, we know enough actors and actresses to be
Yeah, and
a good
I think
cast.
we were talking about this with the Vertical View crew. At some point, I'm pretty sure that we talked about that. Like, if we had money, what will we do with it? And the most stuff was like, okay, we will have our own app, or maybe buy one that is already existing, but then produce better stories. And even if we have to produce less, We will just produce better quality with better script, give also like better work environment for the actors, the cast, the crew, everyone. Because it's not just about the budget, because of course we know it's low budget. That's fine. That's not even the problem. But when I hear sometimes some stories on how people are treated on set,
And how
the
less they
cast,
got
the crews.
paid.
But even like again, the budget is low, so even like money aside, if we just skip the money, just the way they are treated as persons, sometimes like people get concussion on set and no one cares. They had to go to the hospital by themselves and no one even cared about if they were okay or not. This should never happen. When I hear that kind of stuff, I'm like, no, come on. Like, if I had a way to improve something, of course, if I can improve the salary for everyone, I would. But I think also just the work environment, because I've worked in a company before where the work environment was very toxic, and I know how hard it is to go to work when it's toxic or when some stuff are not okay and everything. And if I could improve that for everyone on set, I would totally do that. Because again, yes, it's fast-paced. They have to work 12 hours a day so they can do all the scenes super fast. That's something that is part of the stuff. But like when they don't have water on set, when they don't have food on set, when they have like incident that happened and they are super tired but no one cares and they're like overworked and they no one care about how they feel. This is not okay. When you have no intimacy coordinator and you have a spicy scene and you don't feel comfortable with it, this is not okay. So
And
this is the thing that needs to be improved.
the thing is, I spoke to intimacy coordinator. The next stuff is, and IC got paid less than a stunt coordinator, for example. And they
There's
have
so many
exactly to
things
do
that
the
makes no
same
sense.
stuff. So, the I talked to Kirby, and we agreed that we need the money to do a serious vertical in six different European countries. And I spoke with Matt Macedo and Danny Farber. They all said we are in, and we wrote. I said, "Oh, okay, it would be great if the two leads were always the same, but in every different country, different casts." And for me, I would love to see Robert Palmer Watkins as a detective. And Kirby said, "Yeah, we have the both the same manager." So, and I published in my story a short sneak peek out of this conversation where Kirby said to me, "I will call him up. Hey, hi, Rob," and stuff. And Robert Palmer Watkins wrote me, "What was that?" And I said, "Robert, listen, we have an idea." And I wrote him in short version the story, and the answer was, "I only read Europe. I'm in."
But
So.
honestly, there's so many. That's why vertical are great, because you can, like, there's so many possibilities. There's kind of stories that you could never imagine in horizontal, typical series or movie, but in vertical, it worked. So this gives us so many possibilities. But the problem is, apps for now, like most of platform, are just scared to try new stuff. That's why we have recycled plot over and over and over again. Some apps are different and are trying new stuff. Good, but not enough for now. But the thing is, like stories, we all have ideas. I mean, if you talk to any fans, I've talked with many people that are writing their own stuff. Like, we might not be writers, but at least we have the ideas. So if you need ideas, we can give you some. Like, we know what we want to watch. We know, like, everything. So it's just sometimes when the platform says, yeah, but you know, we have the datas, and I'm like, I don't care about your data. I care
Yeah, we
about the
need the
people.
numbers.
No, but it's stupid because it's easy to trick numbers. I studied marketing. I know exactly how to trick the numbers. It's so easy to make you believe that something is working when it's actually not working, but at the end it's working because you trick people to make it work. It's easy.
And the other part is, I'm a studied informatics. You know, the showed numbers on the page.
No,
Who
but like,
will control how they get created?
Yeah, but even without that, it again, it's easy to like if you put a high number that is fake at first, people will see high number, they will click on it. So they will add real number into this one. And after you can just remove the fake one because you have enough real one. Again, it's just marketing strategy. I come from this background. I know exactly how it works. So that's why I don't care at all about your numbers because it's easy to make the numbers say exactly what you want. What I care about is about people, about what we want to see us as fans, of course, but also about what the actors are comfortable with. Because, you know, like some scenes, like we know that all the abusive stuff, they are not comfortable doing this. They are doing this because they have bills to pay at the end of the month, so they have to work.
It's a job
So
for
we
them,
cannot,
yeah.
yeah, we cannot blame them for doing this because they need to work. But it's not because they do this that they'd like to do this.
You see
So
it
the thing
exactly in
is,
the vertical, who's comfortable and not so comfortable with the role.
yeah, and
You
I
see
mean
it.
that's why when we like if we could improve this, like everyone would have more fun on set. Like, and I'm sure the view will follow. It's just that again, for big apps that especially those that are not from Western country, when it's from China, it's a different way of seeing stuff. It's a different culture. It's a different everything is different there. So I also understand why they stick to what they're doing because it's their way of doing stuff. But when you come to Western market, you have to adapt. Some apps are trying to, some apps not so much. And I think it might work at the beginning because like it's still new. It's still a new format. So for now it's still working because we don't have well, we have a lot of apps, but they're all doing the same stuff. Once it will start to evolve even more, we might have more different kind of format, and you will see that those apps might be not so successful in the future. They will lose some viewers because if a new apps is doing exactly what we ask for months, then we will go to the new one. Even if it's
Absolutely.
smaller apps, like honestly, I prefer to pay for small apps that have not a lot of content but very good content than paying for a big app that has a lot of content but half of it is shit.
And to be honest, some of the big platforms drop five, six, seven shows per week. I don't have time to watch so many shows per
No.
week.
And you see
Really?
that because they release a lot, the quality drops. Like the
Yes.
quality is not top for every single one. When you have smaller apps that release maybe one every 2 months, but at least they put the quality on one. And you know, we said it, like we have only 24 hours a day and we all have full-time jobs, most of us at least. So we don't have time, and even if you don't have a full-time job, some people have families, they have kids, they have
I
stuff
have two
to do.
dogs. I cannot watch
Exactly.
verticals while walking the
No,
dogs.
that's the thing. Like, you know, like we don't have time to spend 24 hours a day watching only verticals. So we have to choose what we are watching. And when you have to choose, then you are more careful on what you pay for. And honestly, some platform I had the sub before, I didn't renew and I will not pay for them anymore. But I will pay for smaller apps. Yes, they have less content, but honestly, the quality is better and that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, you know, as we talked in the September recap, for example, Drama Pops produces mostly in Turkey. But I spoke to Danny Farber, who produced, directed recently in the Turkey, and asked him what's so different about filming in Turkey than in the US, for example. And he told me that the crews are bigger there, he got. And okay, there are also short in time stuff like that, but he told me that the crews are bigger, it's a bit more better organized, and you have to re or you can rely on more people while doing the stuff. And I think if you have a great team and a little bit a bigger team, so I think that that fits the quality really good. And I'm, as you can see, in a lot of verticals drops on Drama Pops, they are really good produced. You see,
Honestly,
you see
yeah.
directly if it's a Turkish produced one or not.
Clearly, like the quality of the production from Drama Pop, it's always like wow. Like really, the well, I think also like the Turkish film industry in general is like a good one. Like they have good quality. Well, it's Turkish, so I'm not watching this, but from what I've seen, like they put a lot of stuff in production to make it good. So they know how to make great stuff. And now they are able to translate that into vertical. And honestly, yeah, Drama Pops is one of the app that I'm happy to pay with. Even if they don't have that many released, I don't care because once they have a release, I know it's gonna be good. Like the team there, obviously they do a great job. The editing, the post editing is like amazing. Most of the time, the story fell flat for me because the post production and the editing with the music, with the lights, with the colors, it fell flat. But when it's a Turkish one, this is on point. Like it's always great quality.
And I'm really excited about now. Fonla is right at the moment in Istanbul for producing his first vertical there, and more and more of the, can I say it, the bigger vertical actors are going to Turkey. Like also Cayman was there now, and the one with Kira Wisely or Eric Gamet produced in the Turk in Turkey. It were all of them were great also.
Kira, the one she has on Drama Pop, was in Lithuania. It was not in Turkey.
But she
Because
was
they also have.
also, wasn't
I
she?
don't think she
No,
was
it
in.
was Ashley Michelle Grant, sorry, who was recently with Casey Esser in Istanbul. Sorry, I but
But
the
no, clearly, like. Yeah,
Lithuania, there are not so
Europe has
many
good stuff.
produced in Lithuania, but the Lithuanian one were also very good.
I've seen the one with Kira, and I think the latest one with Aaron and Tess was also for the one in Drama Pops. I think it was also in Lithuania for this one.
And
It was
Autumn
not
Noel
Turkish.
is in Lithuania recently to
Okay.
film Vertical. I saw in her story, oh, they wrapped a few days ago, I don't know. And JCN did also a Vertical in Lithuania. And they produced a Christmas Vertical in Lithuania with,
That's
but it
gonna be
came out
good.
last year. It was from last year with Casey Esser and Emily Gately.
Oh, yeah. Gatley? I don't know how to pronounce it.
We know
Yeah.
who we mean. So
That's the thing. Like writing their name is fine, but sometimes I don't know how to pronounce their
and you
name,
know,
but
for us European children,
yeah,
it's sometimes more
I
difficult.
pronounce it in French, so it makes no. But it's the same, like my name. I know that a lot of people don't know how to pronounce my name. And that's so fun because a lot of actors ask me how to pronounce my name because they don't know. Like they know how to write it, but they were like, is it a line? You can call me that. Like, I'm fine. I know.
Are you
I mean,
a line?
yeah, I mean, a lot of people call me a line, and honestly, I don't mind because I know that for
Yeah,
them it makes no sense.
but it's exactly the same with my name. Only German-speaking people from Austria, Switzerland, or Germany can pronounce my name correctly because it's Michaela. It's not Michaela. Every
Yeah.
English speaking person says Michaela, or the French people says Michaela, you know? And
But I would say Michaela because like we have Mikael and
you
the
have
male
Miguel.
version. No, Mikael we have also.
Ah,
Like
okay.
the same but without the A at the end. Like Mikael is a common name and we said Mikael. So I would pronounce your name Mikaela
No.
because
No. It's Michaela, normally typical German, but it's totally fine. You know, the thing is, I love it when everyone says Michaela. It sounds kind
yeah,
of
I
a version of Italian mystical. So, I like what Thomas King said, I only call you Mick. And I said, oh, come on, Mick is a male one.
No,
No.
but you know, like I remember like Kirby asked me once, can you tell me how you say your name? Because like you know, like for the fan page sometimes we talk, like when I post some stuff, and she was asking me, how just you pronounce your name? And I was like, I made her like a vocal note because I didn't know how to write it down. And it's just like also a lot of people say Eline. Like even if they say Lean and not Line, they would say Eline and not Aline. But in French we
Aline.
say Aline. But I know for German you have Alina. So it's also
Tuya's
like
Alina, exactly.
similar.
Yeah.
So Alina is like very
And to be
similar.
honest, friend, France is only 2 hours to drive from me here. So,
Yeah, I'm like
and I
40,
have
like when I
a lot of we have in school, France,
Yeah,
French.
most of
So.
people in my like in my well, I come from next to the Switzerland border, and I'm like 40 minutes away from Germany, where I come from in France. So I've been there a lot.
Where in
Like,
France?
well, it's called Franche-Comté, but it's like it's not like a big stuff. It's just like you have like Alsace, that is the next one, and it's just down it.
How far
So you
it
have like
for how
Alsace.
far to Colmar?
It's like 30
Roundabout.
minutes from my home place.
Because my dad was born on the German side of the Alsace near
Okay.
Freiburg. So
Yeah.
we are a
But
lot
this
in
is really
Colmar
like
and
the
Strasbourg.
usually like the border, for example, like if I go to Switzerland, it will be like 15 minutes drive to go to the border, and it will be 40 minute ish to go to Germany.
That's the cool stuff here in Europe. You know, everyone from the America I talked to the podcast and I said, listen, I have 1 hour to drive to Austria, 1 hour to drive to Switzerland, 1.5 hour to drive to Luxembourg, 2 hours to drive to France. What? Yeah.
Yeah,
It's
and
a
you know,
bit.
like that's fun because when I moved here, so I'm in Montreal, so I'm not like technically I'm far from the US border, but when you look on the map, it seems like not that far. But I think I would, when I went with a bus, it took us like 8 hours to go to the border, but it sounds like it's close to it. It's just because this is so big that for them it's close, you
Yeah,
know?
okay, they have so many time zones already in the country.
Yeah.
That's
But
so
even like
silly.
just the province I'm in, so the Quebec province, it's like 4 times the size of France France entirely. So I could put 4 times my country in just one province. So it's just that for us, again, when I say, oh, I have to drive like 1 hour to go to the next, it's almost far. Because 1 hour, like, it's not far, but it's almost far. But when I say, okay, I need to drive almost 6 hours from my city to go to Paris, and I'm like, oh, it's far away, it's 5 hours. And people here are like, 5 hours? It's next to it.
Only
No.
5 hours?
Yeah, it's just that distance looks so different because, again, like, my country is a very small one compared to Canada or to the US. So it's just everything is different since I'm here. Everything seems far away. But for them, it's like, oh, it's next door. No, it's
Why
8 hours. It's not next door.
did you move from France? France is such a nice country.
But actually, the past 10, well, after I finished even during my studies, I start to travel a lot. Like, I studied in Canada, actually, when I was in university. I made like one semester in Canada, in Montreal already. Then I did like internship in Qatar, in Romania. And after I went to work in Malta, and then I worked in Thailand, and I moved everywhere because I wanted to travel. And after Thailand, I went back to France, and I didn't like there anymore. Like, I didn't feel like home at all. Like, everything was, especially because I come from a small city, you know, like I'm not from a big place. It's very a small region. So I was like, yeah, I like the work opportunities were not good, and I was like, no, I cannot stay there. So I was looking to move again somewhere else. I had no clear idea. I was just like, okay, I liked Canada when I came here for my studies, so why not try again? And I applied in different cities, in Vancouver, in Toronto, in Montreal, even in Calgary, in different places, and I just got a job offer in Montreal and I went there.
Oh, nice one. Is it in your region now in Montreal? Are there a lot of vertical fans?
When I'm on live, like when actors are live and they say, you know, hi from this place, I've
Yes.
seen a few people from Montreal, so I think there are a few, but
Okay.
I don't know any. Like, from my friends and people I work with and everything, no one knows. Like, my friends now, they know because I talk about it a lot.
You infected them.
So they know, like, they know everything about what's happening in Vertiland, even without watching any verticals, just because I talk too much about it. But I never really met people. But I think in Canada,
Yeah,
but
because
in
they are
Toronto,
shooting a
they
lot
have like
on Toronto.
production. Yeah, Toronto have like a lot of production company there.
Vancouver, yeah,
Vancouver has
also.
also like it's a big one in general, not just for vertical anyway. Toronto also not just for verticals. Montreal for now, we have no there's no filming in Montreal. I hope someday, so maybe I can do like, a background seating people there
A day
drinking
player,
the coffee.
a wedding guest or a
Yeah, just
funeral guest.
I would just look at you, like being super shocked and stuff. I can do that.
Oh my God, is he dead?
No, like when people slap people in a banquet scene or like in a wedding, when they say, no, and I'm like, oh, he's here. Oh my God. Like, that. Or just, people that are just sitting somewhere, like when it's an office scene, you have people sitting in the background just to be there.
Or in the
I could do
wedding
that.
scenes.
I could do that. Just for fun, I would do that.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I did some acting stuff and I really like that. It's so cool just to do it.
My sister did that in a, well, it's a French TV show that really not very famous, but they shoot in Guadeloupe, so in Caribbean, and she was in a holiday there, and she watched this series a lot. So she asked, "Oh, is there any shooting at the moment?" They were like, "Yeah, you have to go there." So she sent an email, and they told her, "Okay, you have to come with a party dress, like something a little bit sophisticated and with heels and stuff." And actually, so she would put in some place, faking talking to someone with a fake glass. And the fun thing is, like, she didn't know exactly how it will be filmed because, there were camera everywhere. But when you watch the scene, actually, she's like front. She's in the front. We see only her. And then there's like a fake, like a shun gu gut gunshot. And everyone is like, oh, what's. G So it was so fun watching my sister do this, oh! And again, she's like front row, so we see only her. And I was like, oh my God, this is just so fun.
Yeah,
So I
why
was like,
not?
I would love to do something stupid like that just for fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So, when you started your Instagram page, did you ever get some not so nice feedback for that? Or
N
some
not at the
feedbacks
beginning.
from fans who were disappointed that you didn't review about this or that vertical?
No, like I n like lately, maybe because my page is getting bigger now, sometimes I receive not so nice DMs, but n comment on my page not so much. Most of the time the comments are actually really nice. I had some weird people commenting, but I just restrict them so they cannot comment anymore on my page. Like people saying weird stuff or asking weird questions to actors. I'm like, you don't do that on my page. So I just like restrict them. They can still see the content, but they cannot post any comment. And by DM, I would say that I had some people not so nice sometimes. But it's very, very rare. Most of people are actually pretty nice. And I think people who don't like my content just skip, probably.
But there
And
are sometimes people, they have too much time and they are
yeah,
just
but again,
going
like
online for
when I see
commenting.
one weird comment, like I just restrict the people, and after that I don't see their comment, no one see their comment, so I don't care.
Yeah,
Like
okay,
I
then
don't
it's
mind
fine.
blocking people, honestly. If you're not okay with my page, it's your right not to like my content. I don't mind. I mean, not everyone will like it, it's fine. But if you don't like my content, just find a page that you like and leave me alone. So basically I block you and that's it, like.
I think it's the best to do. Did you get some feedbacks from, if you're doing reviews, did you get some feedbacks from the actors or stuff like that? Do you have the feeling that the actors or creatives are reading the reviews?
Yes, actually, when I first start to put like real reviews, like not just short sentence, but real reviews, I had some people send me DM. Thank you for reviewing. What did you think about that? Or what did you think about that? And on my reviews, especially now, I don't write big reviews anymore because I don't have time. But when I do reviews, usually I talk mainly about the main cast. It's not that I didn't like the guest or supporting role. It's just that I don't want my review to be too long, so I stick to the main stuff. But sometimes I have supporting actors that say, "Okay, what did you think about my performance in this one?" And by the end, I will gladly explain more. So, like anytime, sometimes just people say, "Can you watch this and tell me what you think?" Even if I don't post the review, they just ask me what I think about this one or this one. So I like most of the time I rarely DM myself the actors, but sometimes they do DM me just to ask what I thought about this one, or to give like longer feedback about the review. I will do that. I like it's just on my page. I feel like I do my content mainly for the fans. It's not that I, like it's just I. It doesn't mean I don't care about creative. It's just that it's a fan page for fans. What you like to watch and stuff like that. So that's why now my binge and scored stuff, it's like super small. You just have like the main tropes and the stuff. So you just by seeing this, okay, I will like or not. That's it. So I don't go deep into the reviews. I know that actors and creatives in general, they prefer the deeper reviews because they want to know what we think about their work. But for the fans part, they don't like to read long reviews
Yeah, they
because
don't
they
want
want
to get
to.
spoiled.
Exactly. So that's why I do only like the main stuff. Okay, you see from the VertiBingo, if there's troop that you don't like, then you can skip. With the heart grade, you see more or less what works and what's not. I give a general feedback, and then people say, okay, I will watch or not from based on that. That's why my reviews are that short, because it's for fans mainly. But when I'm asked a deeper feelings or deeper review on some stuff by a creative, I will gladly do it by DM.
And what's your feeling? What have changed in the vertical space since you started watching?
A lot. If we talk about, for example, the werewolf stuff, the special effect improved so much lately compared to what it was at the very first vertical, where it was just weird kind of wolf image, like GIF image moving around. Now we have some really great effects on those that actually really give a better consistency to the story also. In terms of stories, I feel, well, maybe because when I start to watch, everything felt new and fresh because it was new to me. Now I feel like it's mainly recycled plot, so it's not that original anymore. But in terms of production, I would say there's still some improvement. We can see also the actors themselves. You can see that they are more comfortable. Like most of them are new in acting. You know, we don't have many actors that have 20 years. We have some that have 20 years of experience, but most of them are newbies in acting. And
And in the
from their
vertical
first
space,
role,
there are mostly newbies.
and like also a lot of people, especially the guys, come from a modeling background mainly, not as necessarily acting. And you can see on the first vertical they are doing good, but they need some improvement. But with time, after seeing a few vertical with them, you can see the improvement in their acting
Yeah,
also.
it's kind of learning by doing.
Yeah, obviously. And so this is something that changed a lot. And one bad thing that changed is like the increase of violence, unfortunately. Like actually I'm preparing a post about it because it's really shocking. When I watched the vertical at first, like we had drama queens, you know, like over the top girls saying, "No, this is my guy and you don't touch him." But they were more like dummy-ish, you know, but not mean. They were more stupid, delusional, but that's it. Now they are violent, which is a big difference. And this is the thing that we see more and more lately, the abusive stuff, the
And also
violent
the
stuff.
kids kidnapping.
Yeah. But even just talking about the kids, like at first you had no kids in verticals. And at
Absolutely
some
not.
point they decided to add, which is a good thing because kids most of the time add something good in the story. Some kids are
And there are
absolutely
so
amazing.
great. Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
I mean, Logan Hannigan, I'm always
Oh,
shocked by this
yes.
little boy. He's like,
Are this
he's.
three-year-old girl, Scarlett, what is her name? The blonde girl who recently
Oh, I
played.
don't have her last name, but I know who
Yeah.
you meant.
She is so professional at her age. Come
Yeah. But
on.
you know, like, usually, like, often the kids are more like background roles. They are not main role. Depends, but most of the time they are a little bit more side roles. But some of them have bigger parts. And again, Logan, I was so shocked when he played in it was Mommy, Daddy, Please Don't Divorce, something like
Divorce,
that, with Tess and Luca Silva. And in this one, I think it was the second one I watched with him in it, and I was like, oh my God, this kid, like, he's better than some adults that are doing way more stuff than he does, and he's only 7 years old.
And so many
That's
texts to
crazy.
imagine and stuff. And also the thing is, he's so in his role and
He
it's
feels
so
really natural
believable
to
that
him.
they are the parents of him, a 7-year-old kid. I couldn't imagine that he felt so comfortable with foreign people being his parents.
Yeah, like most of them feels really natural when they are on it. Like they're just, I'm like, wow. And especially considering, again, the fast-paced production. Like it's not like when you are on a movie set and you have time and stuff. Like they have to, even it's already difficult for adults, but imagine for young kids, and yet they're doing this so good. I'm like, wow, that's amazing.
We have there are good actors coming up with this young ages. So, last question before we do the 5-question quickie. How many times roundabout do you give the Instagram vertical page of yours? Not watching verticals, so how many times per week, per day is your
I
work?
don't, I'm not sure you, like, how many time I spend doing my
Yeah,
content?
not watching the verticals, but doing all your Instagram stuff for
Oh,
it.
oof. It's almost all my free time, basically. Because, like, it takes, like, when I do the chibis, it takes time. Even some people think it's super easy. It takes a lot of time to prepare everything to make it right. So it takes time, and after, like, I have some templates, but I have to prepare those also. When I want to write reviews, I need to put my stuff together and say, okay, what I want to say, like, I write a lot of stuff, and then I shorten down
Shorten
to
it,
what I want to keep. And when I do other segment, like the get to knows, I have to do all the chibis, and there's a lot to do all the time, plus the description. Sometimes the actor give me some information about themselves, so it helps me to write something down. But when they don't put anything at all, I have to find some information to put. So it takes time. When I write fan talks, I have to prepare all the content. Like, and I have a lot of segment, like the Verdi VS, like all those stuff. It's taking,
So it's
almost
your
all my free
second
time.
full-time job, you want to say, but
Yeah.
unpaid.
It's even worse because I pay for everything I'm doing. Like, it costs me a lot of money.
There should be sponsorships for at least platform memberships for all the reviewers. Come
I
on.
wish. I
Yeah,
wish.
I think we can wish a lot.
But sometimes, like, I've been asked in the past, like, if a platform would give me money to review stuff, would I do it? Would I take it? And I said no for a simple reason. If I'm taking money from a platform, they will expect good feedback.
Yes,
And the
yes.
thing is, I will never lie. If I don't like a series, I'm not posting about it. And if I like it, I will post. But even sometimes I like a series, but I don't post the review because I don't have time. I don't want to feel forced to watch a series and to write a review about it.
That you
So I
have to,
prefer to pay everything by myself, but at least I'm free to do whatever I want. If I don't want to post review for a week, who
Then you
cares?
don't, yeah.
Anyway, like people say, yeah, you will lose followers. I don't care. I don't get money from it. So the
Yeah,
numbers
exactly.
doesn't even
You are not
matter.
doing it for
So
the numbers. You are not doing it for
no.
the numbers, like the platforms.
No, because the number means absolutely nothing in the sense that I don't get money from it, so who cares?
Yeah, we still have to hope for the hidden billionaire shit.
One day, maybe.
Yeah, we have to keep up the hopes. We will see. We will see. Five question quickie. First question, what's your favorite dish?
Rusty à la conquoyote. It's a French stuff. I don't know how to translate that.
But wait.
Cocoyote is a cheese from my place in France. Like it's from my region. It's not known anywhere, so it's called concoyote. And with rösti, that is potatoes, a kind of smashed potato. Yeah,
Rusty, we know
you know that.
Rusty.
You know what it is. Most
And
people don't know,
everyone
but
who
at least
doesn't
you
know
know.
it, your fault, not ours. I know exactly what's a good
Yeah, because
grade Rusty
yeah,
is.
for sure. So and it's just with a special cheese from my place. So that would be my
Ah,
favorite one.
so vegetarian one.
Yeah.
Vegetarian one. What's the name? Rouge, what?
Rösti à la concoyote.
Rusty à la cocaillotte.
I can send you an image of the cheese I'm talking about. It's a
Yeah,
weird cheese
yes,
that
please. Maybe I
it's
can
not
get it here
like it's a
anywhere.
liquid, it's kind of liquid cheese kind of. It's
Melzkäse.
special, but it's amazing.
Okay, I will. You know that the great thing is also when you go here to Switzerland or stuff with the raclette. Oh, come
Yeah.
on. Who?
That's the season I'm gonna have to do raclette with my friends now.
Yes, the raclette season starts now. If you are
Yes.
talking about the raclette with the American actress or stuff like that, what? Okay, forget it.
But here, I'm at least here in Canada, we have some good raclette also. And
Yeah,
next
but
month,
maybe
we
it's
have one
because
planned
it's a
for one of my
French.
friends' birthday. So
Yeah, I think maybe it's because of your French.
I don't know.
But raclette, everyone has to try raclette. That's so.
Yes.
Oh, I like it more than fondue, to be
Oh, yeah,
honest.
for sure. Yeah.
Raclette is the place to be in autumn and winter.
And actually, like, since you put also on potatoes, you can do the same with concoyote. It's kind of similar somehow.
Okay, you have to send me a link because of for the cheese. I will check that. I
Yeah.
will check that. What's your favorite film at the moment?
I
Horizontal
have.
also.
I would say the what's what I don't know the name. I don't remember the name in English. It's Jeux d'enfants. It's a French movie and like
Not La
25 years ago.
Boue.
No.
The
Yeah, but no. Like I like it, but no, it's a
Dreams
little
are
bit
my
more recent.
reality.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen this, like, I've seen this so many times, but no, it's a little bit.
Everyone has seen this so many. Okay, the European
But
ones.
actually, Jeux d'enfants, a lot of people know it because I've spoke with people that was like, oh, it's my favorite French movie. I didn't even know people knew that. So it exists in English. I cannot remember the
It
name right now.
exists in English? Really, La Boum?
No, La Boum, I don't know, but the one I'm talking about, my favorite one,
Ah,
it does
okay.
exist in French, in English, and I was like, oh my
Okay.
gosh.
Huh. So then you have to watch it in English, huh? Maybe if it's also stupid
Oh
synchronized.
no, no, I cannot. I think I cannot watch Marion Cotillard and Guillaume Canet in English. It was
Then it would be your favorite film anymore, maybe.
maybe not, yeah.
Maybe. What's your favorite song?
Oh my gosh. Any
Also,
song from Medina Lake.
from
It's
what?
a rock punk-ish group. It was
Also,
more
French
pop
one or
like
what?
no, it's an they're American. But like it was more popular like 15, 20 years ago when I was a teen. I was listening to their music all the time. This and Simple Plan, that was what I was
Oh yeah,
listening all
Simple
the
Plan.
time.
I listened also to. I listened also to. What's your favorite vertical so far? If someone came to you and said, "Oh, I will start watching verticals," which would you say I have to watch? What would it be?
No, I have a lot that I love, but one that I will always recommend is My Secret Lover is My Bestie's Son with Ashley Bilott and Luca
Oh,
Pietro.
yeah.
This will like is the one I mentioned to
Yeah,
everyone
and it's a
because I know
typical
that.
vertical story.
Yeah, but not so many people I've seen it. So that's why I keep promoting it because it's such an amazing one. Ashley is amazing in it. Luca is so cute in it. Everyone
But
needs to
I
watch it.
think
So
this
I will.
story was also published with four or five different casts.
Not
It's not.
exactly the same. But you have some it's an age gap stuff. So yeah, you
Yeah.
probably have seen it with other. But this one is the one I will always recommend, and it's my comfort one. Like I've watched it several times, and I will always promote this one more because it's so underrated. People needs to watch it.
Okay. And last question, what genre you want to see more in vertical stuff?
Maybe trying more new fantasy stuff. Like not just werewolf and vampire, but going to other mystic creature, maybe angels, maybe going with mermaids more, elves, like more fantasy, but not just werewolf and vampire.
Or fantasy like space
Why
stuff.
not? Well, I think
But
with the
this would
budget
be
and
a bit hard to produce, but
I think it might be more complicated for this to produce, but. Yeah, but just yeah, maybe trying something new, like keeping the fantasy stuff, but maybe extend to more creature.
and what about comedies?
Yeah, I mean, I love rom-coms, so I would say more rom-com, but I feel like we are starting to get some, so maybe it's already coming.
Yeah,
So
hopefully.
yeah,
Hopefully.
would.
The good thing is we have to end this episode now, but Aline joins the monthly recap version episodes also. So it's not the last word that we have spoken here. You can hear our open, honest comments on any kind of verticals
And
every
beautiful
month.
voices.
That's absolutely
That's why
hello.
people are listening, just for our voices.
Yeah, to get to sleep with us,
The
maybe.
new
Our calming.
ASMR, but not ASMR.
Yes. No, we are totally. I told a lot of my actors, I'm totally friendly. We are really nice persons.
Yeah.
No? Yeah. We are
Of course.
lovely. So, Aline,
Absolutely.
thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for
And
having me.
talk to you again in the monthly recap. Get prepared for it. And a lot of greetings from Germany to Canada. And don't forget to send me the link for this cheese one. I will try it.
Yes.
I will
Yes. You
try
have
it.
to. You have
So,
to.
thank you very much. And
Bye.
talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.